A suicide bombing in Jerusalem. Two groups are claiming responsibility. That story next on All Things Considered. From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Israel is promising a swift response to today's Palestinian suicide bombing aboard a bus in Jerusalem. Besides the bomber, 11 people were killed, including a number of schoolchildren. Two armed Palestinian factions have claimed responsibility for the blast. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The bomber struck during the morning rush hour aboard a bus filled with students, soldiers, and senior citizens. Among the dead, a 67-year-old grandmother and her 8-year-old grandson. Three other high school students were killed in the blast and many others injured. As Prime Minister Sharon convened a security cabinet to consider Israel's response, his spokesman Ranan Gissin suggested that further military incursions in the West Bank were likely.
As long as the leadership of the Palestinian Authority continues to harbor terrorists, to support them, and to continue to launch terrorist activity from areas that we withdraw our troops from, it leaves us with no other choice but to exercise our right of self-defense and to go back into those areas in order to defend our citizens.
Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority condemned the bombing, but spokesman Yasser Abed Rabo said Sharon bears some of the blame for the recent bloodshed.
We denounce this suicidal attack today in Jerusalem. At the same time, we hold Sharon and his government the responsibility for the continuation of this cycle of violence.
Palestinians who knew the alleged bomber, 23-year-old Nail Abu Hilal from a village south of Bethlehem, said he was a known supporter of the Islamic Jihad faction. Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the attack, but so did Hamas. Hamas spokesman Ismail Abu Shanab linked the bombing to recent Israeli killings of Palestinian children in the West Bank city of Tul Karm.
A reaction for the Palestinian concerning what had happened in Tul Karm yesterday. The massacre in Tul Karm shouldn't pass by without any reaction from the Palestinian.
In the past few days, 7 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli troops in Tul Karm, 2 of them teenage boys. In each case, the army says its forces were responding to an immediate threat, either in the form of a Molotov cocktail or gunfire. Palestinians who witnessed the killings disputed that, saying teenagers were shot and killed for throwing stones at armored vehicles, and bystanders were gunned down without provocation. Israel's response to today's bombing is complicated by election season tensions within Sharon's Likud party. Sharon is facing a challenge 1 week from today by his foreign minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. When the security cabinet convened today, Sharon did not invite Netanyahu to attend. Instead, the foreign minister took a group of ambassadors to visit victims of the blast and said Israel expects them to support its war against terrorism.
The only way to defeat savagery, the only way to defeat terror is to defeat it. If we do not defeat it, it will spread. It will spread to every part of the world, to every one of your societies, to every one of your cities.
In the current climate, Palestinians are bracing for a harsh response. Palestinians said policemen in the Bethlehem area abandoned their positions, expecting them to be attacked by Israeli forces. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.